Today we're looking at work, the idol of work, and how we put work way up above the other things in our lives. And if we're not careful, we bow down to work, and it gets in the way of lots of other friendships and relationships. There are people who live by the mantra, God said it, the Bible printed it, I believe it, and that settles it. If only it were that simple. There are other people who live by a mantra, the harder I work, the more I make. The harder I work, the more power I have. If I don't work hard, it will fall apart. If only that were true as well. Mark Twain says that work is a necessary evil to be avoided at all costs. So today, I want us to look at the idol of work and see how we can manage our work instead of our work managing us. Now, to be totally transparent and fully disclosing to you, I've been trying since early morning to get this sermon written and recorded, and I'm just now doing that. It seems like my other work has interrupted this work all day long. So, do as I say, not as I do, and give me a little grace on this one, if you will. The first thing I would say to you about work is that God has shaped all of us uniquely to do good work. Our work is good, but our work is not our God. Work is just another tool that enables us to live well, but work is not our life. You see, the most important things about me are not my work. If I'm sitting on an airplane and somebody wants to talk to me and I want to talk to them, I'll tell them I'm married to Gail, and I'll tell them that I have two adult daughters, and I'll tell them that I have two sets of boy-girl twin grandchildren. And we can talk the whole time about the grandkids. If I get on an airplane and somebody sits beside me and I really don't want to talk to them, when they ask me, so what do? I say, I'm a Baptist preacher. That's about the end of the conversation. In heaven, I asked God, God, why didn't you make me more like Mickey Mantle? And God said to me, why weren't you more like Bo Prosser? We all have these fantasies about work and how work is going to get us from here to there, but work is just a tool. It's not an idol. And God created us uniquely good for good work, but work is not the end all. You see, God created George Floyd and said, it is good. God created Ahmaud Arbery and said, it is good. God created Breonna Taylor and said, it is good. All of us are valued by God. All of us have been formed to be of value to others. And if only we could stop and value one another instead of making judgments on one another, and if we could do that before we act, perhaps we might could get past some of the tragedies that have befallen us. And I know that I don't know it all. I know there are circumstances way beyond my comprehension in a lot of different scenarios, but if we could just value one another before we act. I have friends who are arrogant, and I try not to be like them. My arrogant friends say to me, there is no way that God can work except through my understanding. So if I understand it, then God is allowed to work. God is allowed to do as God will do. But if I don't understand it, then it must not be God at work. I don't want to be like that. I want to be accepting of the goodness that God has given to us so that I can work in that goodness. In my acceptance, I realize that there is a mystery of God that I will never know. There is a mystery of God's working beyond what I can ever comprehend. And I embrace that mystery. I've said to you before, I don't know how God works. I just know that God works. And that's enough for me. In the mystery of God, everyone has been created good. And who am I to say that that is not the case? However, in the history of the world, not everyone has been treated well. And as we value work, and as we keep work from becoming an idol, we have to stop and value ourselves and value those around us. We also have to remember that work is not the end all. There is a time to work and there is a time to play. There is a time to rest. And many of us have trouble with that word. Gail and I often have discussions about who needs to rest. And oftentimes we say, I'll rest as soon as I get this other thing done. But on the seventh day, God rested. And God said it was good. On the seventh day, God said, I'm going to rest. Yeah, there's more to do, but I'm not doing it. Today I'm resting. And today is holy. You see, many of us in our arrogance, we say God did his best work on day six. When God created human beings to be in charge of everything, God did the crowning achievement of God's creation was humankind. Well, I like humankind. I think God did a good job creating humankind. But for God, that was not the crowning glory. The crowning glory was on the seventh day when God rested. And God said, it is good. And God also says, it is holy. Dr. Abdu Knox in Charlotte says this, God gives us what we need, and occasionally, God gives us what we want. And if you need something that I have, I will gladly share it with you. We cannot return to business, to work as usual. And if you need something I have, I'll gladly share it with you. What a great frame of mind to live in. Work is just one more tool for helping us enjoy life. God rested, and so must we. Rest is necessary for cleansing the mind, for cleansing the body, for cleansing the soul. We just cannot work 24/7. And I have to tell you, in these pandemic days, that temptation is real. And we have to do better than that. We aren't really good at keeping the Sabbath. We aren't really good at spending time with God. We aren't really good at spending time with family. And most of us aren't really good at spending time just by ourselves. And so to avoid that, we work. But guess what? We end up not being really good at work either. We work as if we are essential to the kingdom. But the Sabbath reminds us that God is essential to our own lives. We've glamorized being busy and we've made work an idol. But remember, if we are over-functioning at work, we're under-functioning somewhere else. We bow down to the idol of work when what we really need to do is just stop. Stop and breathe. Stop and notice your family. Stop and play with your kids. Stop and rest. Stop and hear the whisper of God. Mother Teresa says this, there is always the danger that we may just do the work for the sake of the work. And I would invite you today to set aside the idol of work. Don't bow down anymore to the time clock. Begin to manage your work. Spending time with God, spending time with those you love, spending time serving in the community. My friend Chuck Bug last week gave me a quote, and he was trying to quote Will Rogers, and he got the quote wrong. He went back and corrected the quote to Will Rogers, but I didn't like the way that quote came out. So rather than quoting Will Rogers, I'm quoting Chuck Bug. How do you manage work? First, love what you're doing. Second, believe that what you're doing matters. And third, be inspiring to yourself and others in the work that you do. If we do that, we will, on the seventh day, be ready to rest. Be ready to say, thank you, God, for the energy you've given me. And thank you for all the people I've been able to touch this week. For your kingdom's sake. Let's pray together. God, I thank you for these friends, and I thank you that they work hard, but I hope they will hear the challenge today to manage their work instead of their work managing them. Help them, God, to find joy in the work that they do, but help them also, God, to find joy in resting. Refresh us. Refresh us this day with rest and with family and with time with you. In the holiness of this day, help us to rest so that tomorrow we may work again. And I pray all this in Jesus' name.